Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texas Park System is getting a much-needed shot in the arm thanks to appropriations by the Texas Legislature this past session.
The legislature came through for us this session and did give us some additional money, which will allow us to fund roughly a couple hundred new positions. It'll give us some new capital money to do some major repairs at state parks, and it will allow us to get our state parks back into shape and have staff there to take care of folks when they come in.
Chief Operating Officer Scott Boroff and his teams are working tirelessly to identify and hire qualified applicants.
There's a broad range of positions that are going to be added in state parks. The bulk of the positions will be park rangers and park interpreters and folks that interface directly with the public.
Boroff says the addition of more law enforcement positions will make parks even safer for visitors. In addition, qualified applicants are being sought to work behind the scenes, too.
There will be business-type folks that are helping us take care of the financial resources of the park, so there will be additional budget analysts and people like that. You will see better business practices reflected in the parks as a result of this new money.
Find a link to state park jobs on passporttotexas.org and begin your new career in state parks soon. That's our show for today. We record our series at the Production Block Studios in Austin, Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.